The Devil's Advocates radio show is broadcast under a time brokerage agreement between Devil Radio and Civic Media, Inc. Some portions of this program may be pre-recorded. Warning! You are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever, and due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Civic Media Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning, welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
And now, here's your hosts, Dom and Kroot.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Dom, something of a Clean the Decks Thursday edition.
Oh yeah? Why is that? Good to see you, man.
We're gonna have a potpourri of politics and all sorts of stuff going on in this big show today, Dom.
Ooh, a smorgasbord, a potpourri.
I would say we might even have a plethora of politics, Dom.
A plethora. Sounds like a lot, Grudy.
But tomorrow will be less live than today. At least from a radio point of view.
Yeah.
Tomorrow you'll...
Well, you never know, man. It's a long ways away.
Something could break. If it's a big enough story, you know Crudy will show up. But tomorrow, Dom, I'm preparing for the big trip to the DNC next week. Very anticipatory of my household. Everyone can't wait till Dad's gone. Get out of here already.
When are you leaving?
I got to pick up my dry cleaning later this evening before 6:30. Then I can sneak out of town and then off to Chicago. And Dom, I'm even going a little bit early, do some reconnaissance on the DNC in Chicago.
Excellent.
Do you know they've got a like a Kamala Palooza party going on every day? Did you see that? The Washington Post.
Yeah,
can't
it's gonna
wait.
Party in Chicago, man.
I'm going to be at the Kamala Palooza bright and early Monday morning. When the party starts, Crudy's going to be there. So, looking
first one there, last one to leave, Crudy.
For Monday, and Dom, I've mentioned Kamala Harris coming to Milwaukee on Tuesday. And I envy many of you who can take the day off work and go see Kamala on Tuesday. I have put in my credential request, Dom. Still don't have any details on anything other than the fact it will be at the Fiserv Forum. And Crudy, who's been wrong on some of the finer details lately, but broad strokes have been great. But on some of the finer details, I've missed my predictions, but I'm predicting a daytime rally in deference to the fact it's DNC week in Chicago. And while I think this is a politically brilliant move to involve the state of Wisconsin, to bring Milwaukee in, to include the city that didn't quite get included in the never happened 2020 DNC. Sort of a sad moment for me in Milwaukee.
Well, and the barely happened 2024 RNC, man. I talked to a lot of the people around here that are involved that have businesses downtown, waiting to see what the actual numbers coming back for this RNC, but lots of folks are disappointed.
Well, probably not $200 million, except perhaps on Grindr.
Never know.
Anyways, Tom. Very excited that the vice president's going to come to a rally in Milwaukee on Tuesday. I have put in for credentials. I'm hoping to do a doubleheader because I am not taking off work on Tuesday. I'm just hoping to go to Kamala before the real workday starts for me, which would be a quick drive back to Chicago and then join you on the radio at 4 o'clock and then DNC coverage. We're anchoring all week long on WCPT 820 AM. KTNF 950 AM up in Minneapolis, and of course, right here on the Civic Media Network. But next week, you don't have to tune in to us until 4 o'clock, but all the fine Civic Media hosts, they're all going to be down in Chicago. Quite a cavalcade, a plethora of radio stars, Dom.
A potpourri?
You might say. So next week, very exciting. But we just had our partisan primary hangover edition yesterday, Dom, and You know, there was one guy who's still hanging around. He apparently won on Tuesday, question mark. He didn't feel like a winner, but the Republican senatorial candidate from Laguna Beach, Wisconsin, he would like to claim, Eric Hudvey. Eric Hudvey, he what, went to WISP Politics? Big event for him. Pretty clear he was going to win the primary. Although Charles Barman, a noble showing for Barman. But Hudvey, Dom, what did Hudvey have to say first time he met the press post-election?
We have some sound of the man, I guess his thoughts on abortion. Jesse Apoyan over at the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. She helps us break it down. Abortion, border, and inflation. Some takeaways, according to our friend Jesse. Economic strife is top of mind. The amount of people I've interfaced with over the last 7 months are thousands upon thousands of people. I'm talking to people every day. It is, without question, the economy. And you can define that as jobs. You can define that as inflation, overall economic growth. That's what Hubdy told our pal Jeff Mayers at WISP Politics.
Who interfaces?
He interfaces.
I mean, really, is that candidate lingo? Did you learn that down at Banker CEO school? Where do you interface with the people at?
I interact with lots of people. I talk to lots of people. I've been hanging out with my constituents. I interface. I am interfacing with my people. Look at my mustache. Look at my mustache. Interface. Come on, man. Well, right. You know, who talks like that?
Eric Hudvey.
Define as jobs, inflation, and overall economic growth. Well, jobs, pretty damn good since the Biden administration has taken over. Inflation, under 3% for the first time in years this month. Perhaps some rate cuts and overall economic growth, and GDP continues to grow. So I'm interested to hear what Hubdi has to say about that. As Jesse Poyan writes, consumer prices rose 2.9% over the last year through July. Suggest inflation surge of 2022 continues. However, annual inflation rate hasn't dipped below 3% since March of 2021. Inflation has gently declined this summer following a brief spike in the spring.
Would you call that a soft landing under Biden?
Hopefully,
and Harris?
Yeah.
Soft Certainly. Landing, well, meaning yes. Not tumbling into a recession.
Well, and they're not controlling the Fed. You know, I mean, they're not trying to put their
Trump would
on
like
the
to.
Well, of course he would. And so if the economic situation is not as dire as certainly some of these megas would love it to be, who does that? Right. Oh, man, economy's terrible. You're terrible. Everything sucks about everything. But you look at the numbers, the jobs, employment has continued to be positive and better than it was under Trump. And if you're going to say, hey, the Kamala crash, remember that? Well, what? It came back up. It balanced out. We're right back where we started from. Perhaps a little higher today. Didn't see where the markets ended up. But I didn't hear any of the Republicans stepping up and giving, you know, whatever policies they're blaming for Kamala last week. Shouldn't they be crediting her this week?
Doesn't work like that in politics.
Yeah, it doesn't work like that. So forgive me if I don't buy the BS that people like Hovde are out there shoveling. Some of the other topics, Kurt, according to Jesse, U.S.-Mexico border. I call it a rotten onion. The rotten onion, Kurt. The reason I call it a rotten onion is because, like an onion, there's many layers to this open border. Or, like an ogre.
Let me just say, as a man who's diagnosed some terrible analogies out of you through the years, Dom, this one's really bad. But what the hell does rotten onion... with the many layers have to do with the open border? Well, based on your oversimplistic characterization, which is, of course, also false, of an open border, isn't that the oversimplified version? Isn't that the broad stroke? Joe Biden's got open borders, meaning what?
Right.
People come in, but many of them are actually stopped in the border. They're, quote unquote, released till they go to asylum court, are they not?
Well, just like Hannibal Lecter. Come on, you know what I'm saying?
But I'm just saying, is open borders not clear enough for you? You've got to weave in the rotten onion analogy, which doesn't make any sense to me, Dom. I'm just saying, maybe I'm not Republican enough.
Just listen, he's a rich man. Just don't worry about it. You know, don't worry your poor little pocketbook over it. As Jesse writes, U.S. Customs and Border Protection has reported about 10 million nationwide encounters with removable non-citizens since 2021. The Department of Homeland Security defines an encounter, quote unquote, as any encounter of a removable non-citizen by the CBP or Border Patrol. The legal immigration, however, Hovde said, is an absolute farce, too difficult, and should be fixed.
That part's true.
Our legal immigration process is fundamentally broken, so we've got to fix that, and we've got to close the illegal immigration process. Not quite sure.
You know, the rotten onion layers, Dom. Oh, it's right, so clear right, when you put it like that.
I mean, you act like there's a process to it. And interesting point, and I don't know if Mayor's got to it with Hovde, but what about the bill? I mean, there's a bipartisan bill that came out of the Senate, right? Very conservative senators worked with their counterparts across the aisle, came up with a bill. And what happened? Well, they give it to the House, right? Nope, can't do that. Donald Trump wanted to kill that bill. And so they did. They didn't bring it up. There's nothing there because Donald Trump wants the issue. But in my understanding, those encounters have also gone down here recently.
Well, Dom, but Hovde accepted the Trump endorsement. Can't call the old man out like that. He'll rescind his endorsement and you'll lose by 20% instead of 10%, Hovde. You know, it's going to be a really sad night when this guy loses. Rich guys don't like to lose, do they, Dom? Trump didn't handle it well. Tim Michaels didn't handle it very well. And I don't suspect that Hovde will either.
He'll be like, man, this election integrity is like a rotten onion or a watermelon or a tomato.
I wish I had my produce back. See what I did there?
Comment on abortion. We will get to that. We will get to your calls as well. I look forward to you joining us today. It's kind of our Friday show. Air the grievances. We're not working tomorrow. You're going to hear the greatest radio show, non-live version. But today is your opportunity. Hit us up, 844-967-2789. More on California. I'm sorry. Senatorial candidate. Eric Hovde from Wisconsin.
Dom, this song, a long distance dedication going out to my mailman, Matt from Middleton. He calls the show. He says he's a fan. He said, are you Mike Crute from the Devil's Advocates? He's holding my mail. I'm thinking, you know I am, man. You see the two devils on the license plate. You know, I don't really hide. Should have hidden better. We hide in plain sight. No one will find us here. Yeah. More Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil Advocates Radio Show. Join us on the lines. Talk or text 844-967-2789.
Dom, before we go back to the fine reporting, Jesse Apoyan at the Journal Sentinel, we do have the actual sound of Hovde on one topic, Dom, abortion. And she does have some reporting, but I think our quote is a little different than what she's reporting. I don't question the accuracy, just the brevity. Perhaps we need to add a little context. This will not clarify anything, my understanding. But Hovde tries to explain that, what, abortions now happen through the morning after pill. And that's not an abortion. But he would like to construe it to be. Because that would mean what? Life begins at conception. Let's see if it's clarifying when candidate Hovde from Laguna Beach, let's see if it's clarifying. Play it for the people, Rich.
So you're okay with various states having various laws and if a woman needs an abortion and her state doesn't provide it, then she'd have to travel for the abortion.
Well, okay, let's be honest on that. The vast majority of abortions today are done through the day after pill. So the reality
That's
is most abortions are handled and you're getting medication delivered online. So,
and you're okay with the preservation of the use of the pill,
Well, look, you're not changing that. We can all talk in theory. Let's just talk in reality. You're not changing that. That pill will be around, and it, just like hard narcotics transfer from state to state or from other countries into our countries, medications move all over our country, and that's just reality.
Well, so he's comparing a legal morning after pill, quote unquote, not day after pill, number one, with illegal narcotics. My impression there, my takeaway is that he's categorizing this as an illegal narcotic, i.e. illegal.
And he
travel. You okay with women having to travel for an abortion? Did not address that at all. Well, let's talk in reality. No one's going after that. No one's changing that. That being the morning after pill, which he then subsequently compares to illegal narcotics trafficking. What, dude? I mean, if anything, it gives clarity, I guess, that he would like to see the morning after pill regulated like illegal hard narcotics.
And my understanding is there is a Republican effort afoot to make it illegal to transport birth control or the morning after pill utilizing the U.S. mails. Mifepristone, that case just came up before the courts recently. And Eric Hudvey, you can act like the courts have never rejected prior precedent, but there's a little bit of history, a little precedent that they will.
Perhaps, you know, something that's motivating lots of people in this election cycle. Great, terrible, ignorant, non-answer, Hudvey.
Well, according to Jesse Apoyan's reporting, again, the Journal Sentinel, she quotes Hudvey, I believe we Wisconsinites, see, tries to cast himself with us, Tom.
Yeah, I see that.
Need to resolve this issue with a common sense and compassionate approach to women that is in the tough spot. How do we do that? I think we do it through a referendum. The Rojo answer, a non-binding referendum, which doesn't mean anything. Hudvey said, noting that he has two daughters and three grandchildren, Hudvey said he wants to see less abortions, but has always agreed with exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. I'm not clear that that was your stance in 2012, sir. And, again, Jesse quoting candidate Hudvey here, and I agree that early on in a woman's pregnancy, she should have the right to choose. But there comes a point where a baby can be born healthy and alive, and it's unconscionable thinking of terminating that child's life. He declined to say how many weeks that should be, but pointed to countries that ban abortion somewhere in the first trimester or in the very beginning of the second trimester. He also pushed back on the idea that a national abortion ban could be enacted. During his 2012 campaign, and I bet you Jesse actually did a little journalism here, Dom, Hudvey said he was, and this is my memory as well, because I've read the prior reporting of Hudvey's stances on abortion, in 2012, totally opposed to abortion.
Totally. Totally opposed.
That sounds like a totality. Like, totally. Like,
totally meaning there's no wiggle room.
I didn't hear him say totally opposed to abortion with these exceptions.
No, right.
No caveats.
No.
Nope, any. Nope. Wisconsin State Journal Kennedy questionnaire at the time, he said, I am pro-life. I oppose legalized abortion. I believe contraception should be legal. Well, are you sure you understand how the morning after pill works, sir?
I'm not sure that he does. I mean, he's a rich, older white man trying to mansplain himself to Jeff Mayers very ignorantly.
Well, let's talk a little bit more about how much money he's willing to commit to backing himself down.
Ooh, Crudy. He doesn't know how much he'll spend. The quote, again, from Jesse Poyen, quoting Hudvey, I've made a commitment, but there's no way I'm going to be able to even come close to funding what Baldwin's supporters are putting in, Hudvey said.
According Do you have no supporters, sir?
according to financial disclosures filed last month, Hub delisted assets worth between $195 million and $564 million, much of it Madison and Milwaukee real estate holdings, corporate securities, and stock in SunWest Bank. If he's elected, he would be among the wealthiest members of the Senate. He has plowed $5 million of his own resources into his campaign in the second quarter, according to filings. Now, Baldwin raised about $7.5 million in that period. He doesn't know how much he's going to put in, Crudy. But no matter what you do, man, you can't get it back.
It's interesting. According to the Democratic Party, they did the math. Like when people do the math, Hudvey bled like 75,000 Republican votes in the primary, despite outspending his opponents 450-1. And he still lost over 10% of the vote, closer to 15%. What a great investment you've made in yourself, Eric. When you lose to Tammy Baldwin, there'll be no refunds. You can sue and sue, but no one's giving you your money back, sir. Come back. More Devil's Advocates. It's free. Cost you nothing. Can't sue us, Eric Hudvey.
Rock and roll political commentary in a top 40 world.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Thursday edition. Eric Hudvey made a trip from California to Wisconsin, apparently, Dom, to appear at a Wispolitics event. You know, I hear he campaigns in this state occasionally. The Democratic Party, I've got a brief statement from them, and I understand some new reporting. We touched on that topic yesterday, Dom, but yeah, I think we could hammer it again today.
There's a little more meat on the bone today.
Underwhelming primary performance from underwhelming Eric Hudvey. Hudvey outspent GOP opponents 450-1 and still lost 75,000 votes. Last night, this came out a day or so ago. Obviously, the election was Tuesday. Last night, Eric Hudvey, whose Republican operatives have referred to as underwhelming, and who Congressman Glenn Grothman said was running a terrible campaign, lived up to his moniker and had an underwhelming performance in the GOP primary, losing more than 75,000 votes. 75,000 GOP votes. So of the total, I mean, he had a couple of no-name opponents in the race, Dom, and they drew 75,000 votes away from the of the ticket.
The barman's got a name. Say his name, barman.
Hudvey faced nominal barman opposition.
Barman.
That's you, barman. Opposition in the GOP primary, outspending his GOP primary opponents 450-1. Including, now this is a bigger number alleged by the Wis Dems, $13 million of his own money. But Hudvey lost more than one in every 10 GOP primary voters last night and came in well under 90%. I thought it was like 86%. That's not a great showing. That's a Trump-like showing in the primaries after Nikki Haley dropped out. As Hudvey continues to underwhelm national Republicans, and his unfavorables continue to go up and up and up, it's no surprise that even tens of thousands of GOP primary voters are rejecting an out-of-touch California bank owner who insults every Wisconsinite between Kenosha and Superior. Overall, it was a rough night for Republicans as both the GOP-backed referendums were defeated and their hand-picked California bank owner Senate candidate was rejected by tens of thousands of their votes. Well said, Dem Party of Wisconsin. And less well said by Eric Hudvey, again, being called out for his. This guy's just not a good candidate, Dom. I mean, it goes a little beyond inarticulate. You know, some of these are core beliefs, or he wouldn't express them.
Well, I mean, he's been interfacing with, you know, Wisconsinites for many, many, many months now. And this, you know, he thinks he knows, man. He's got a good beat on what's going on. Callers, be patient. We get you momentarily. 844-967-2789. We talked about this yesterday and some further reporting from Jesse Bice and Andrea over at the Journal Sentinel. Humvee accusing Obama of stoking maximum anger over race before elections. I don't want to be redundant, but maybe he didn't hear it, and there's some more to it. And here's what they said. Republican Senate Humvee was accused former President Obama of using police shootings involving black men to stoke maximum anger. This all started with Obama, Humvee said, as he accused Democrats of trying to divide the country over race. Obama ran on hope and change and bringing us together, and then he used race as a tool and a weapon. And he said he would fix 6 months before any, he would find, using race as a tool and a weapon, and he would find 6 months before any election some incident between the police and typically a young black man, and then they would whip it up to create anger in the black community. Humvee was speaking on the conservative podcaster Chris Salcido's show Tuesday, referenced Freddie Gray, Michael Brown, and Trayvon Martin, who were fatally shot. The quote continues from Humvee. It was always an incident sometime in May or June because it was about 6 months out so they could get maximum anger generated. So their whole way they drive their agenda is through anger and division. I mean, you know, a little projection, Megas. Now, Obama, after Brown's death in 2014, urged the country to, quote, talk with one another in a way that heals, not in a way that wounds. Obama went on to say, I know the events of the past few days have prompted strong passions, but as details unfold, I urge everyone in Ferguson, Missouri, and across the country to remember this young man through reflection and understanding. Now, the comments came as Humvee and Salcido spoke about diversity, equity, and inclusion, or DEI initiatives, a main target for Republicans. The incompetence that has existed with the Biden administration is absolutely stunning, and Vice President Harris is all part of it, Humvee said when he asked how he would address DEI. In fact, they're being hoisted on their own petard because, remember, they said they had to have a black woman as vice president. Baldwin's campaign slammed the comments, quote, what Eric Humvee said was not only disgusting, but disrespectful to these men and their families. Humvee's campaign did not respond to questions.
Just finding some martyred black kid for the cause. Send him out there to die in May or June. Plan it that way. Just what I don't understand is how does he find the right cops in this scenario? Obama. Right, right. How does Obama convince the cops to use excessive force or to kill this young black martyr that apparently has been chosen from the young black martyrs list?
Yeah, it's all part of the plan, man.
But how does he convince the cops to use the unnecessary force, the deadly force often? How did Obama trick the white cops into killing the black kid, according to the theory espoused by candidate Humvee?
I mean,
that's terrible. Some damn good conspiracy.
You know what I mean?
It would take a real effort, would it not, to actually, if you thought about this, let's use logic, let's say, and thought about this. How would one pull off this conspiracy, candidate Humvee? Of course, it's implausible. Let's just say, let's leave a shred of possibility and just call it implausible.
It's not implausible. It's impossible. It's asinine. And frankly, I think what are the origins of this? Is it racism? Is it ignorance? You know what I mean? I mean,
couldn't it be both? Racism stem from ignorance?
Perhaps. And to say that, you know, it was Obama that was driving their agenda through anger and division. I mean, what would you say that the Republicans and the MAGAs driving forces? Is it joy and camaraderie? Hell no, man. It's grievance, right? It's hatred. It's anger. It's division. That's the whole point. Scott Walker, former governor from Wisconsin, divide and conquer. I mean, they literally say it in their philosophy, in their strategy for political power. So what, dude? I mean, literally, what the hell are you talking about? Before your day after pill and Obama using race as a weapon, And what? And paying? I mean, how would Obama influence the cops to shoot the young black kids and young black men? And how would he select the young black men to take one for the team? I'm just really wondering. I mean, how did this all go down? It's very, very strange.
Dom,
very weird.
We had a fine congressional candidate on yesterday, Rebecca Cook. And I took note of the fact, maybe you got to lose one to win one. And in this case, it would be the primary. Perhaps there's a parallel so far between Cook losing 2 years ago and then turning around and winning the primary and becoming the Democratic nominee. Well, let's not forget, Hudvey ran back in 2012 and he finished second to Tommy Thompson. And back then he was against all abortion, Tom, totality. But now. Exceptions for rape and incest. So, you know, that's the maturation of the candidate.
Well, and apparently he's come around, according to the reporting from Jesse at the Journal Sentinel, that, you know, within the first, you know, beginnings of a woman's pregnancy, she should have that option apparently as well. But he didn't get into, you know, the actual time frame. I mean, hey, listen, people can evolve on their stance, but what is a non-binding referendum on abortion? We've done the polling. We know what the polls say, man. You know what the people think.
Well, of course.
You didn't have your red wave in part because of the Dobbs decision.
Yeah, but Ron Johnson won re-election. And what was Ron's tactic? Aid deflect. Mike. Dom. Wouldn't answer any straightforward questions. But on the topic of abortion, well, we should hear it from the people. Let's ask the people. Let's do a non-binding referendum. Because that's a great way to not answer a straightforward question, right? Well, what's my opinion matter? Well, certainly, sir, you're amongst those in the case of Ron Johnson. Hell, you campaigned on keeping Merrick Garland off the U.S. Supreme Court, right? So you can't now say, well, I don't have any strong opinions. Of course, that's just a political triangulation. And the question is can Eric Hudvey use the same tired argument that Ron Johnson can? I mean, I hate to say it, but Ron's a better candidate. Ron says some dumbass stuff, but Ron's better at it.
I mean, Ron's actually won election. So
a couple times.
There's some truth to that. 844-967-2789. Let's get to some phones. It's
couple,
like a Friday
two,
up in
three
here.
Times.
Couple, two, three times. Dick from Madison, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Dick, what do you got for us?
Oh, my God, I love that. Ron's better at dumb. You know, give Hudvey some credit. He's evolving. I mean, he's kind of like Cro-Magnon Man. He evolves. But I wanted to say something, too. One of my favorite regular callers is L.A. Tom, okay? And he always opens with, you know. So from now on, I'm going to open with the same thing because of what I brought up yesterday. Because, as you know, Crute, in sales, repetition is everything. So are you guys going to be covering Deadbeat Don's lie conference later?
I haven't decided, man. I really depends on how good a quality of callers we get. Right now, it's been a coin flip with you, Dick.
Oh, no. Well, listen, here's the thing.
I mean, for the record, Dick, Trump is speaking as we speak. He's on right now. No, we're not going there.
The golf course press conference.
He's not on MSNBC like he was the other day. But I think the reason he's doing this is because he is dead beat Donald. He can't go to 12 states. And these are the pivotal states because he's, repeat after me, dead beat Donald. He can't go there until he pays up. So he has to have this kind of ridiculous stuff.
I understand, and I don't know. I haven't independently verified this, but my understanding, before Trump could hold his rally in Asheville, the local municipality made him pay $82,400 cash.
That's what I understand too.
Up front,
before you come in. And I've heard that several other places he's been that he's deadbeated the same thing.
That's how, you know, they call that something. I remember from all the late night commercials, Dick. That's called COD. You know what I'm saying? That's COD, man. The guy's got no credit. He's been owing money everywhere he goes, dude.
Yeah, and it's just, well, whatever. We'll see. I was kind of looking forward to it because I know there'll be some laugh lines out of it.
Well, you'll have to watch them on the late night shows, Dick, because we ain't laughing along, not in real time. We respect you, our audience, too much. Although we've done it to you before, but that wasn't our intent today. But now that Dick brings it up, no, still probably no. We were so positive yesterday. Yesterday was a yes kind of day. But sorry, Trump. No.
Are we back to no? We're back to no?
If the question is, are we taking Trump's ramblings or are we taking CJ's ramblings? The answer is probably no.
No. No. No. Let's not do that.
Come back.
Let's take more calls from our audience.
If you're not CJ.
967-2789. It's easy.
Or Donald Trump. We'll take your call. Sacramento, where you at?
Percent of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines open. Go in there shortly. Talk or text. They both work. It's the same number. 844-967-2789.
Dom, we've been watching Trump at Bedminster at his golf course doing a press conference to cheering, adoring fans. So, you know, apparently they're letting the members attend the press conference because there's like a peanut gallery. And the other thing there is, to Trump's right, there's a table and it's got like a blue dollhouse on it. And it's got a bunch of groceries, including a condiments package with ketchup, mustard, and mayo. And then I thought I saw, I'm pretty sure there's Oreos on the table. So apparently Trump's favorite foods. And when I say favorites, there's no fresh produce. These are all packaged, super processed foods. And Trump is bemoaning the fact that, you know, inflation is run rampant. Can't get cheap Oreos anymore on the open market. Should get a Costco membership, Trump. But it's odd. Just this the visual aids, the ketchup, the mustard, the dollhouse, the Oreos. Right. Yesterday he had the mini Tic Tacs, and today he's got a whole accoutrement of goods to point at and hold up. I can't wait till he starts throwing Bounty paper towels to the members down like he did in Puerto Rico. Really helping out the people.
Working on his jump shot, man.
844-967-2789. I'm not sure what the purpose of this is, but if you're trying to convince people it's a press conference, don't have a cheering gallery. You don't do that at a press conference, typically. Jack from Merrimack, welcome. What do you got for us, Jack?
Hey, Jack.
Well, two things. First of all, for Humpty or any Republican to accuse Obama or any Democrat of using fear and hate and anger to influence voters is not only hypocritical, but they've obviously learned a lesson well from an old guy by the name of Joseph Goebbels, who was Hitler's minister of propaganda, and his guiding principle was accuse the other side of that of which you are guilty. And the second thing that I wanted to say is that Obama, why do these people keep bringing up Obama? Obama hasn't campaigned for over a decade. How is that even close to relevant regarding his campaign for Senate now? I mean, these guys are just, they're nuts.
Well, he's
end of rant.
He's playing the hits from the last time he ran in 2012, don't forget. It's like Trump. They've only got one playlist. They've all moved into Fat Elvis time frame.
Yes.
All right, Jack. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789. Kevin from Madison, you're next. Welcome, Kevin. What do you got for us?
Yeah, I was just going to say, you know, now that Hovde's got his wife doing radio or commercials, trying to convince us that he's Mother Teresa, the only thing that guy's interested in is preserving the Trump tax cuts that are going to for wealthy people that are going to expire in 2025. If he's elected to the U.S. Senate, he'll be not, if not the wealthiest, one of the wealthiest guys. And you think he runs around with people that are worried about taxes? Of course he is. The rich need to get richer, and Hovde's going to do it for them.
Well, Kevin, I think can't there's very guy. Little chance that he's going to win election in the state of Wisconsin. I don't see it happening, like man. There's nothing appealing about this guy. Tammy Baldwin is of the people, and this guy's of the rich guy tax cut and Laguna Beach. He's certainly not of us. He doesn't feel like a Wisconsinite, Kevin. He probably doesn't own a flannel shirt, dude.
All right, thanks. Listen, you're...
Be well, Kevin.
Oh, yeah, thanks. I appreciate it, Kevin. 844-967-2789. According to Rich, what, there's some Johnsonville sausage on the table next to him? All right, man. Summertime. Get some brats out.
Now, do you think Trump knows you got to cook those things before you eat them? Yeah. Someone should tell him. You know, he could get that Kennedy tapeworm in the brain. Be a terrible thing.
Do you think the guy's ever turned a grill on?
Trump?
Yeah.
No.
No, I've never got the charcoal.
I don't think he's ever changed a baby's diaper. I don't think he's, you know, maybe one of his own depends, little assistance to the assistant, but I don't think he's ever changed a baby's diaper. I don't think he's ever fired up the grill and cooked some Johnsonville brats. I don't think most of the stuff that we would perceive is like stuff that Wisconsinites do. I don't know if Hudby's ever fired up the grill, Dom. And I don't believe that Ron Johnson ever changed that baby's diaper. He told us after the election that famous campaign ad where Ron Johnson was getting golden shower from his grandson. We found out fake pee. That wasn't real.
Fake pee, yep.
Not like Trump in the Four Seasons in Moscow, allegedly.
Allegedly.
Folks, we're the Devil's Advocates. We promise less Johnsonville brats, less Donald Trump, and more polling, which would seem to suggest Trump's losing. And he's not really very good at, you know, what is this, some sort of message on the economy? That was what he was supposed to give in Asheville yesterday. And he said, I don't like this. People don't care about the economy.
But now he's out there today talking about the economy. Is this like a redo? Did he get redos, man?
Corey Lewandowski has. Did you hear? He's the newest hire of the Trump campaign.
Tag team back again, man. Get the band back together. Going on tour. I mean, talk about playing the hits. Lewandowski. Oh, my.
Where's Paul Manafort when you need him? And Bannon! Can we get Bannon out of federal prison in time to be the Trump campaign manager? Come back with us, more Devil's Advocates. I hear Kellyanne Conway's available. More Devil's Advocates, a happy hour, and more beer phone calls. Friday style. We know it's not Friday, but we're playing it that way. 844-96-PARTY.